Dear Ray, a letter written by Z. Charnot, March the 11th, 2002, Part 2 of 2. This interaction does not simply occur by means of the senses as the only source of input to the being or the organism, as understood and acknowledged by John Locke, who says there are only five senses. See the work of Roger Westcott, The Divine Animal, and the extensively expanded list of senses he lists. Beyond this is the knowing by connection, achieved by means of the flux of energy and pattern that flows into and out of every charge, and that which determines where the energy and pattern flows to and where the energy and pattern flow from. This is based upon similarities and differences. Similarities provide the susceptibility of resonance and reverberation. Differences supply the potentiation. This causes the co-emissive character of the fundamental units of consciousness of everything to connect and to combine, providing the vector of evolution. These co-emissive emanations extend into the field of self-referencing and other than self-referencing. They return through absorptive poles, the assemblage points mentioned by Don Juan Matus, as reported by Carlos Castaneda, where the comparator functions occur to generate perceptions. Subsequently, the processing of the core of being in the nexus of the unit of consciousness either adapts to the other-than-self difference, or it formulates either behavior or influence that acts upon the environment or creates the potential of separation or divergence. This is the basis of an ecology of knowledge. You may submit this as my critical evaluation of Yerzy's manuscript without my reading it, or share it with others. Alternatively, you may forget it all. Regard me as a disturbing influence, which influence is best kept at a distance from your deliberations. I am happy to provide further explanations, but I am not happy to ignore this core issue and carry on as though politeness and nicety were the greatest virtue of life. Sensing the possibility of great kinship, Z.